The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan the Insurance Man.
It's about that time again. It's Tuesday afternoon. Looks like a little bit of rough weather heading through the area. There's actually a line of storms. Not quite to us, Dan. We're here on the south end of town, but some of the north side and the west side already getting some rain this afternoon. And there was some good news out there. We always like good news, but the two young children that have been missing for the past 2 days or so were found alive and safe, and they're at UF Medical Center now and being evaluated. But they were smiling, and the rescuers and the police and the fire department, the rescuers were all smiling because we were starting to get worried there about those children. So the 5- and 6-year-old are safe and apparently been reunited with their parents.
I know. I was just looking at that at the TV here in the studio.
Yeah, our monitors are showing Braxton and Bria.
That's right. And so it is fantastic news because, you know, all too often, when you see that Amber Alert, it doesn't have like the happiest of endings.
No, because it usually could be an abduction or something more serious. So it's a good thing. Plus, there was a lot of they had drones. They had hundreds of people searching for him for the past 2 days, and they found him in a thickly wooded area because there was a. If you looked at the Google Maps, you could see that not too far from that area, the west side, there was some water, and there were some ponds and retention ponds. And, well, you never know with kids that young what could happen.
But that's right.
Luckily, that's right. Somehow, they were smiling, so I don't know. They, you know, after, I know I'd be pretty hungry after about 2.5 days, but
yeah.
But kids are resilient, and that's a great thing. So
that's true. That's
a
true.
Christmas miracle.
You know, that's right. It's a nice little holiday present here for the parents and the family and everything. And for the police officers doing the search.
Oh, congratulations.
The
JFRD and, of course, the JSO. Congratulations and all the volunteers. And that's a good Christmas present for the loved ones.
That's right.
For sure. And here we are. It's a Tuesday afternoon once again. Dan, the insurance man, here to give you more insurance information in the next hour. And you can join in, of course, by calling our number. We have no one on the hold button yet, so 904-831-0600. Any insurance question you might have, Dan will do his best, and he usually comes through. It's hard to stump Dan about insurance. So
you're so kind, JJ.
Yeah, well, you are good, and we've a lot of our listeners have come to know that.
All right, so AJ read the number off. You can give us a call. All the phone lines are open, so I guarantee you that if you call, AJ will get you on the air to ask your question right away.
That's right.
And then if you're a little on the shy side or you're driving in the car and you don't want to call in because you don't want to break the law and talk and drive at the same time, you can always call me off the air at Thomas & Associates at 904-730-3900. And we'll kind of get the show started. So interesting news. The state of Florida has President Trump has been talking for the longest time about reducing the cost of prescription drug plans or prescription drug costs.
Okay.
And he feels that, you know, hey, competition will spur lower prices. And so he's been telling the pharmaceutical companies, you guys need to sharpen your pencils. And the pharmaceutical companies, of course, are saying, well, you know, business as usual, we can be competitive and not really have to change things too much.
Mm-hmm.
And Donald Trump is saying, no, that's not the American way. Free market is the American way.
Well, he's a free enterprise man. We know that.
So he has been saying that he wants to make it allowable to import prescription drugs from Canada.
Mm.
And while it has not been fully approved yet, it does not have to be passed as a law through Congress. It has the ability to be done through Health and Human Services. So the Secretary of Health and Human Services, which is a presidential appointee and a cabinet position, has the ability under Health and Human Services rules to just pass a rule that says you're allowed to import prescription drugs from Canada.
So now that would bypass the USDA then? Any inspections or approvals?
Yes, it would. Because it would basically be saying that the process that Canada uses is legitimate. So if it passes the Canadian federal federal usage as a safe drug, then yes.
So you they're giving them any benefit of the doubt, even if the USDA doesn't officially approve them.
Correct.
Under that scenario.
Correct. Now, they could also limit it and say that you're only allowed to import drugs that have already passed USDA or FDA approval.
Yeah, that's what I would think. So the
FDA. But what happens is that sometimes you can get these drugs. Sometimes you can get these medications from Canada cheaper than you can here in the United States.
I guess, and people personally do that.
And it's the same medication.
So there could be some economic advantage for people on a fixed income or people that aren't that haven't won the lottery yet.
Right. And so according to the article that I have here in front of me, it just says that it's to give states the authority to import drugs from Canada. And so state officials from Florida and from Vermont are moving forward with a prescription drug importation program, even though Health and Human Services has not approved it yet. They're actually going in and they're putting plans in place and asking for Health and Human Services approval to allow Ron DeSantis. Governor Ron DeSantis has is already asking for the Health and Human Service Secretary Alex Azar to approve the plan to allow Florida to import prescription drugs for less money for I guess people on Medicaid and other programs here in the state of Florida. It seems like Colorado, Maine, and Vermont have followed Florida by passing similar laws in their states, allowing for Canadian importation programs. So I think we're going to start seeing a much more open and robust competitive economy on prescription drugs. And then I think what's going to happen is that once the states start doing it on a state level for state-run programs, if those programs are successful and they and there is a significant decrease in medication costs, you're going to start seeing private programs, the insurance companies start cutting deals to start importing medications, and the pharmacies and stuff to start bringing in medications at a lower cost, which, by the way, it's going to require the prescription drug companies, the pharmaceutical companies, to start sharpening their pencils even more once that happens. So again, if you need to call us on the air, 904-831-0600. And all the lines are open. So if you call, AJ will get you on right after the break.
Thank you, Dan. Back with Dan, the Insurance Man, right here on Talk Radio WBOB in just a couple.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
The Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, voters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
American Electrical Contracting, wired right at a fair price.
Do you take your power for granted? Call American Electrical and make sure your home or office is operating at peak efficiency. Get an electrical checkup. Call 737-7770 for any electrical need. Look for the red, white, and blue eagle on the side of their truck, and you'll know it's American Electrical.
American Electrical Contracting, wired right at a fair price.
Are you tired of pre-recorded financial shows that try to scare you into buying annuities and life insurance products? I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee. Together we host the Van Wee Financial Hour, live every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Van Wee Financial is a fee-only financial planning and asset management company here on Florida's First Coast.
We bring you current financial information and analysis without the scare tactics.
Most of all, we answer your financial and investing questions live on the air.
Tune into the Van Wee Financial Hour and call us every Saturday morning at 10 right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
More insurance information on a Tuesday afternoon, the kind you can use from Dan the Insurance Man. Dan, you're back.
Hey AJ, thanks so much, and welcome back, Jacksonville. We are back on the air now, and so I was talking about prescription drugs and some of the things that are happening as far as the Health and Human Services and everything about importing drugs, prescription drugs from Canada. So, you know, that it looks like that is going to be happening. I think that's a good thing. I think that's going to require the pharmaceutical companies to start sharpening their pencils and starting to really make a strong effort to be more competitive than maybe Canadian pharmaceutical companies that are making drugs in similar drugs that can be used for medical conditions that are coming in at a lower price. even though this particular drug has a generic now, which is a lot cheaper, a lot of my clients that wanted to use Viagra, Viagra was usually the name brand would run about $100 or $150 a pill.
So not inexpensive.
Not an inexpensive medication. So when you don't have insurance paying for it, it's pretty pricey. But you could mail order Viagra. The brand.
You could get the actual Viagra brand.
Correct.
Not one of the other ones.
By mail ordering it from Canada, and you would pay about $50 to $60 a pill.
Yeah, I can see the advantage there.
So, and now, of course, there's a generic, so things have changed dramatically with that particular medication out there. But the bottom line is, same medication, just being bought in Canada and shipped to the United States, and you get it for about a third of the price that you would pay here in the U.S. So I think this is going to be a very good thing, because it's going to require the pharmaceutical companies to basically reprice their medication.
I'm sure they're not too excited about that.
No, I'm sure they're not excited about it at all.
Kind of ends kind of a monopoly in a way, but I don't know. And if you get the Canadian brand drugs, you'll be saying, oh, I saved some money, eh?
That's right. Oh,
sorry. I grew up near Canada. Eh?
So, you know, I want to talk about, so I talked about prescription drugs. I think that's coming down the road. We'll talk some more about that after the first of the year, when maybe some more information is available. I kind of want to move on here into the second segment. I want to talk about dental insurance. I get a lot of clients who ask me about dental. Is it worth the money? Should they pay for it? Does it really help? Or should they just be out of pocket on their dental insurance and just go to a dentist and just pay for everything out of pocket? Well, that's kind of a hard one. There are some clients I will look at and I will say, you know, hey, you might be better off just paying your dentist direct and negotiating a cash price for everything. And there are some people that I say, no, you should really get a dental insurance plan because it's going to be better for you. And ultimately, the deciding factor on how I respond to that type of a question has to do entirely with whether or not the dentist that you're wanting to go to is a contracted in-network dentist for the dental insurance plan. It's very rare. A lot of dentists do not accept insurance. They don't contract with any company. They just bill what they want to bill. And if you have insurance, it needs to be a PPO plan, and then they will bill it as an out-of-network doctor, which means that they still get to charge what they want. They'll accept whatever money the insurance company is going to give them, and then they're going to come to you for the difference. So if it takes $1,000 or $1,100 or $1,500 to do a crown, and the insurance company says, "Well, we're only going to cover $400 of that," the dentist says, "Fantastic, I'll take that $400." And then they turn to you and they say, "Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, you owe me $1,100 because that's what's left after the insurance company paid me their portion." And so, yeah, you get a little bit of a break, but you don't get a great big break. Whereas if that dentist was a contracted in-network dentist for an insurance plan, they will have agreed that, you know, hey, maybe they charge $1,500 for a crown, but the insurance company pre-negotiates that rate of how much the dentist is willing to accept and the maximum they will charge you, the insured, for that procedure. So it could be that what they would normally charge is a $1,500 crown, as an in-network contracted dentist for the insurance plan, maybe they'll accept $700. And so that's even a bigger deal, that instead of paying $1,500, you're going to pay that the contracted rate now goes down to $700, an example. And then from there, that $700 is broken down yet again, and the insurance company is going to cover 50% of that, and you're going to cover 50% of that. So that means of that $700, $350 is what you're paying, and $350 is what your insurance company is paying. And everybody's happy. Ta-da!
I'd imagine so. That's a lot better there.
Right.
You can actually maybe meet your monthly budget then.
So And so there is the secret to having a successful dental insurance plan is that you have the plan needs to be a PPO plan, and two, the dentist that you're going to must be a contracted dentist with the plan. If they're not contracted with the plan, then they're going to bill it as an out-of-network provider, and you're not going to get the biggest bang for your dollar. Now, sometimes, like I said, you love Dr. John Doe.
Right. Maybe you've been a patient, and they're not in the Advantage plan that you might have, or your dental plan, or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, what is important, and the big decision you have to make is A, you need to find out which dental plan they're willing to accept as an in-network provider. And again, that is the key. I keep saying in-network provider, and that is the magic words, kind of like Alibaba and the 40 thieves, you know, where he used the magic words to open up the thieves' den. To be able to pull the wool over on the thieves, that the magic words with dentists is, are you an in-network provider for this insurance plan?
And the magic word you like to hear is yes.
And the magic word that you hear has to be yes. They have to respond with yes. If they do not, you have to ask them, give me the names of the insurance companies that you are an in-network provider for. Not, do you accept this insurance?
Right.
That asking them, do you accept this insurance, will get you, yes, we accept all PPOs. That does not mean that they're contracted with the plan. Right. Just means that they accept the PPO because they can bill it as an out-of-network provider.
Now, does that include all kinds of PPOs? I mean, does this include a Medicare Advantage plan PPO or not?
It does. Mm-hmm. It because that applies to any doctor that you want to see. If you're on a PPO plan and you want to go see Dr. John Doe, and Dr. John Doe is not an in-network provider, by default, it's a PPO. You can still see him, but you're going to pay the out-of-network rate.
Right.
Which is always going to be more money than seeing an in-network doctor.
Right. So they can provide some money back to the doctor, and you're liable for the balance, obviously.
That is correct. And so again, you know, I use the example for a crown that the contracted rate would, you know, maybe be $700. That's not too far off, because that is, you know, right around $650, $700 for a crown. And you know, there's a lot of markup. There's a significant amount of markup on a crown. That does not cost the dentist a lot of money, mm-hmm, to take a mold and send it off to a lab and get a cap.
But for, his margin
for a
of
crown, but
the charge and his crew and his assistants and the dental assistants.
Correct.
I mean, that he has a staff to pay. So there's a lot of other. Just the charge itself, you'd have to be a relative to get that rate.
Right. That's correct. So, you know, again, you know, when it comes to dental insurance, there's a lot of good plans out there, but even the best plan is at best mediocre if you're not making sure that the dentist is in the network as a contracted dentist. I hear the music. Give us a call on the air, 904-831-0600. All the lines are open. AJ's ready to put you on the air with me and ask, so you can ask your question.
Yes, I am.
Or call me off the air at Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900.
So I guess PPO is the way to go in many cases.
Correct.
Sounds like.
All correct.
Right. All right. More information coming up with Dan the Insurance Man just a couple minutes down the road right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As the House of Representatives prepares to take the vote on the impeachment of President Donald Trump, the American public is following along, steadfast in its views. Many polls since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced the start of an impeachment inquiry on September 24th show that Americans are closely divided over whether Mr. Trump should be removed from office. Heated public hearings on network television that reached millions of Americans alongside a White House on the defensive have done little to move public opinion on the issue. Acknowledging it'll take longer to get the 737 MAX back in the air, Boeing plans to suspend production of its marquee jet next month in a decision that could ripple across the entire U.S. economy. The company announced it would stop building the MAX starting sometime in January. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 31 points, the NASDAQ rose 9. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. Detectives don't have much to go on as they continue to search for missing siblings from Jacksonville.
We have found nothing as of yet, so that's why we're asking right now for the community, again, to remain vigilant. Anything at all that you see that may be out of place, whether you believe it's connected to this or not, just reach out to us and let us know. Let us figure that out.
That's Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams, who says parents of 6-year-old Braxton Williams and his 5-year-old sister Bria are cooperating, and there's nothing so far pointing to them as suspects. Florida health officials are urging everyone to get vaccinated after the state's first 2 pediatric flu deaths of the season. In a report released last week, the state health department says that the children were not yet vaccinated for the flu. Last season, 6 children died from the flu across the state. Health officials say that your best defense against the virus is to get a flu shot. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
No active accidents, but plenty of congestion because of the storms around the area. On I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller Warren Bridge and the ramp to I-10, backups there, as well on I-95 southbound heading towards Bowden Road. And on the West Beltway, 295 northbound around Commonwealth Avenue. Cloudy with showers and thunderstorms tonight, low 48. Wednesday, mostly sunny and cooler, high 58.
Are you disabled? Has Social Security denied your claim? The Green Law Firm will fight to get you the benefits you deserve. I'm attorney Jackie Green, and I have been practicing law here in Jacksonville for over 20 years. Call me at the Green Law Firm at 904-900-4778. With an experienced lawyer by your side, I will fight to get you the benefits you deserve. Don't delay. Call today. 904-900-4778. Online at thegreenlawfirmjax.com. When the one who should stand beside you doesn't, we will.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with 400,000 members. They've shared over $2 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. And with MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And that's a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Here it is, already a half hour's gone by, Dan, and we're back with Dan, the Insurance Man. All the insurance information you need and more. And if you have any questions about today's topic or topics, you can call us at 904-831-0600. If you want to talk about any other insurance question or information you need, 831-0600. Dan will be here for you until just about 6 o'clock. Dan?
Hey, AJ, thanks so much. Here we are. I cannot believe that half the show is already gone.
Yeah, it's going by, and so is the storm here. So We hope everybody's driving carefully this afternoon.
Yeah, well, that storm can just keep right on going by.
That's exactly right.
I don't want to have to drive in the rain.
They need to go to the beach and beyond.
It can just keep right on going by. You know, so all right, so we kind of I touched a little bit about dental insurance, and the other thing, you know, this segment, what I want to kind of touch, and maybe next segment as well. I'm gonna reverse myself a little bit here. I was gonna talk about like a critical illness plan and a hospital. Mm-hmm. Hospital indemnity plan, or confinement, and an accident plan. But I am gonna kind of get into those. But I really want to talk about health insurance and the Affordable Care Act. On Monday, about 3 p.m., the Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Cesar announced that there was going to be a 3-day extension on the open enrollment window.
And it was originally supposed to end at midnight on Sunday, the 15th, right?
Correct. But what they addressed and what they decided was is that they had some outages there that last weekend and late last week. They were not overall they were not necessarily lengthy outages, but they all the outages that they had were over 15 minutes and less than an hour. Mm-hmm. I think in two of those cases they were more than 15 minutes but less than 30 minutes
right.
in length.
But still enough to cause a problem for people to
that were trying to
their enrollment.
Exactly. So what they decided was, and now they know from past history that outages of the lengths of time that they suffered were calculated that about 100,000 people probably didn't get to complete their enrollment successfully. So they decided that they were going to give everybody 3 additional days to be able to get the enrollments completed. So you had Monday, which was yesterday, 3 p.m. it started. Today, 3 p.m. was the first day. Tomorrow, 3 p.m., will be the second day. That would be Wednesday, and I guess Thursday, 3 p.m. is the deadline.
Wow.
For the open enrollment. So I kind of wanted to go over some examples of household sizes and income levels and estimated premiums for some health insurance. Again, because the biggest obstacle is not getting the insurance or paying for the insurance. The biggest obstacle is getting people to realize how affordable it can truly be based on your household size and your income level. So I kind of want to give you some samples, and then I want you to be able to understand that you can go to family members. If it doesn't apply to you, that's fine. I understand that. But you may have family members, a son, a daughter, a grandson, a granddaughter, a brother, a sister, a mother, a father, a niece, a nephew, a friend a next door neighbor, somebody you go to church with, whatever the case might be. There might be somebody that you know in your life that is complaining beside themselves on what they can do for their health insurance. So, you know, if you're a one-person household, you don't claim any children on your taxes, it's just you. If you're making around $20,000 a year, you're looking at a premium of about $65 a month. And that would be for a plan that has a zero deductible and maybe $2 copays to the primary care and $5 to a specialist. And if you have a 2-person household and you're making around $30,000 a year, your premium is going to be somewhere between $85 a month and about $120 a month, depending on the plan you choose. So it's, again, you're going to get a pretty affordable plan. Again, really, really great co-pays. You're still looking at a zero deductible plan available to you, maybe with a $10 copay to the primary care doctor and a $35 or $40 copay to a specialist. If you're a three-person household, to get one of these sweet deals, you're looking at around, you know, if you're earning less than $42,000, you can still get one of these zero deductible plans. And look, if you're a three-person household and you make as much as $85,000 a year, you still qualify for a financial subsidy to lower the monthly premium. So, I mean, you're not exactly... precluded or banned from getting the health insurance because you're making a higher wage. Again, a three-person household for 2020, the upper end limit to still qualify for a subsidy is about $85,000. If it's a four-person household, you know, you, your husband, and a couple of kids, you're looking at about $103,000, maybe $105,000. And, you know, if you're a large household, say six persons, you know, you know, husband, wife, and four children, it's as much as about $145,000, $145,000 of family income, and it still qualifies you for a financial subsidy. So the plans, you know, depending on the amount of financial subsidy you get and where you kind of fall on the chart, that's kind of what determines where you're going to be at and what type of plans are available for you. But you have really great opportunities to do that. And again, everybody knows somebody that is probably, you know, on that probably doesn't necessarily earn a lot of income. Their employer doesn't provide any type of health insurance coverage, and they're kind of leaving themselves exposed. And in many cases, I will tell you that there are options in the marketplace that the premium can be as low as $0 per month. Yep, that's right. You could, depending on your income, any of those incomes that I was reading off, you could, especially if you're a one-person household making around, you know, $15,000, $18,000, maybe $20,000 a year, you could have a plan available to you for $0 per month. So think of that. If you have any questions, you can always give us a call here on the air, 904-831-0600. We got one more segment that I can answer your questions. Or if you want, you can reach me off the air or have your family member, your friend, reach out to me off the air at 904-730-3900. And you just reach out to me at Thomas & Associates. I am available for you. I will be in the office tomorrow. And like I said, you can give me a call off the air, Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. And I will be available for you to answer those type of questions. And, you know, when we come back from the break here, I'm gonna pick up on the items that I did not talk about, which are a critical illness plan and the benefits of that, and an accident plan, which I think are absolutely must-have insurances nowadays because of so many other bad things that can happen to you with products that we use. Anyway. Again,
well, we've got a question coming up from Jim. He wants to know about
some of the information you've been talking about. We'll be back with Jim here in just a couple minutes and Dan, the insurance man. Okay, Dan?
All right.
All right, let's do it.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly, it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
The IRS and state tax agencies don't wait until after the holidays to demand payment or take collection action. J. David Tax Law and our firm of experienced tax attorneys live and work in this community, and we're standing by to defend you or your business and any IRS or state tax debt. Helping people in our community is what we do. And in this season of giving, we invite you to join us in our support of worthy local charities like Dreams Come True, Sanctuary on 8th Street, Cars for Our Troops, Rethreaded, Faith for Freedom, and Pax's Canine Cure. These organizations do a wonderful job for those in need. At J. David Tax Law, we believe strongly in being a responsible corporate citizen by providing funding to charities that support our community. We invite you to do the same, and we wish you and your families a happy and safe holiday season. If you have tax problems, call us now at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777 for a no-cost consultation. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions. Let's get back to Dan, the Insurance Man, on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
We're back with Dan, the Insurance Man. And Dan, if you're ready, we have Jim. He wants to know about the subsidies. Of course, you've been talking about all these important aspects of health insurance, and Jim has a question for you.
Yeah, how you doing, Dan?
I'm doing good, Jim. Thanks for calling in.
Good. Yeah, you bet. I'm just curious, who pays the subsidy?
The federal government does.
So, but where, I guess my curiosity is, where does the money come from?
Our tax dollars.
All right, so, okay, so we pay taxes and then we're basically subsidizing our own health care, so ultimately we're not really getting subsidized because we're paying taxes.
Well, yeah, it probably in a philosophical way you're probably pretty accurate there,
right.
But in effect, there are so many things we pay taxes for that end up going to programs or other features that we never see the dollars back at, never see the dollars back for, because we never act,
right.
You know. So we pay our tax dollars, and it goes to the farmers in the Midwest to subsidize soybean or wheat production, or to grow wheat or not to grow wheat.
Okay.
So we never see those tax dollars at work, kind of, sort of, you know, they don't really come back to you or me. Whereas the subsidy that we're kind of talking about, yes, those are our tax dollars at work. And so there's the potential of getting some of your tax dollars back working for you, reducing the cost of the insurance.
Okay. Well, I understand what you're saying. I just don't see it that way. I mean, I'd rather pay less taxes. And why is health insurance based upon your income? If if you don't make a whole lot of money, you pay a lesser premium. And you make more money and you pay a higher premium, the cost of the procedure you're going to have done or whatever you're going to have done is going to be, it's a fixed cost. They're not going to fluctuate the cost.
No, they don't fluctuate the cost of the procedure, but those are two different, those are two different aspects of insurance. So the premium is calculated by your household size. Whether you qualify for a subsidy or not, that's determined by your household size and your income level. So a one-person household making $18,000 a year is going to pay one number. A two-person household earning $18,000 a year is going to pay a slightly different premium number. The insurance okay. that the insurance plan they get is going to be identical, and it's going to pay whatever it pays when they go to the doctor. That's determined entirely by the plan that's chosen. What I was trying to point out is there's a lot of people out there who think I can't afford insurance. The premiums are too high because you hear on the news the premiums are exorbitant. The premiums are high, and that is and while that is there is an that is kind of an accurate statement. The flip right. side of that is that they're not always high. The way the Affordable Care Act law is written is it's got a built-in built-in mechanism. So to kind of give you an idea, real world example. Jim, are you married?
Yeah, I can give you a real world example. I just applied for it, and I can tell you exactly what my premium would have been. I put it in the system. They gave me $855 a month for health insurance.
Right.
I'm 61, I smoke, and I'm perfectly healthy. I have nothing wrong with me. $855 a month? That's like out there in outer space.
Yeah. All right. Well, so to kind of give you an example, okay?
Okay.
So if you're a two-person household,
right,
and you're earning, let's just say, $42,000 a year,
okay,
that the premium here is what's going to fluctuate because it's all dependent on the plan you choose. You're probably going to pay somewhere between $232 and $346 on a premium. That's kind of like the average. And basically what it means is that if you're a two-person household earning around $42,000 a year, that 8.18%, so let's just call it 8%, no more than 8% of your annual income can be used to pay for health insurance premiums.
Right, but what I'm saying to you, sir, and I agree with what you're saying, and your information is very valuable, but somebody like me who is now looking to get my own policy for next year is more for an individual than it was for my wife and I on the plan we were on. And that's with the subsidy. So not only am I paying higher taxes, I'm paying a higher premium for health insurance, but when I go to get something, I go to the doctor, which I never go, but if I have to, they're not going to change their price.
I don't
understand the benefit of the whole program. I really don't.
Well, here's the one thing I will tell you. Depending on the plan you're choosing, I don't necessarily think. Are we talking about the subsidy you were getting was going to be $855? You're talking about the premium you're supposed to pay being $855.
The premium was $855, and then I shopped for private insurance. And it was like 900 and something. So then I was able to actually find some for $279, but the deductible out of pocket's like $7,500. So it's kind of like, you know, somebody like myself, or I'm sure there's a lot of us out there, we get to the point where it's like, what the hell do I have insurance for?
I will tell you this. Call me off the air. Call me off the air. I'm going to tell you this, and 99% certain that something is off, because your premium amounts are higher than they should be.
Oh yeah, that's why I don't answer them anymore. I'm just like, forget it. Yeah. I mean, if I'm buying it, you know, if I'm buying a new boat, that's different. But I mean, yeah, come on. Anyways, I appreciate it, Dan. I will call you off the air. Sir.
Call me off the air, and I'll promise you that I'll show you rates, and you'll be surprised, pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Well, he had a point, that's for sure. but you have to, and obviously answering his questions off the air, you can find out more about his personal needs and how he was approaching that.
That's right. And like I said, there are so many moving parts in calculating an accurate quote that it is really easy to answer a question incorrectly, and all of a sudden you get these premium rates that are off the chain, and you're thinking to yourself, how can I afford this? I can't afford this. But I'm telling you that there's, like I said, some of these questions they're not asked in a. They don't ask the question in such a way that sometimes it's easy to answer. Sometimes you say yes, and the real way to answer it is a no. Sometimes you answer it no, and the real way to answer that question is a yes.
Well, you probably don't have enough specifics to really to balance what the proper response might be.
So, but I will tell you that if you do buy a high deductible plan, one of the additional insurances that I usually recommend that you get with a high deductible plan is an accident plan or a hospital confinement plan. And the accident plan does a lot of benefits. It has a lot of benefits. It pays lump sum. There's a lump sum claim if you're admitted into the hospital. It will pay a pretty significant amount for $340 a day if you're admitted into the hospital. And if you're admitted and you go into ICU, it'll pay $680 a day. Now, will this pay the deductible of your plan? Maybe not. Depending on how long you're in the hospital, but it will help pay for a pretty significant amount of your deductible and help you recoup some of those costs. So we got a minute left here.
Yes,
on
we do.
The air. Another plan that I like to recommend is the hospital confinement plan. It's a little similar. It pays $1,500 if you're admitted into the hospital. It pays like $150 a day if you're admitted into a regular hospital room, $500 a day if you're in ICU. And it can be used in conjunction with the accident plan. And those are relatively inexpensive insurances that go with that can go with everything. So, you know, we are coming up to the end of the show here. And so I just want to remind everybody that we are not going to be on the air for the next 2 weeks.